The Surprise Meatball by Sean A. Sopko. This book is dedicated to Papa, my favorite family chef, 1933-2009. One day as I was just finishing cooking school, I was hit with some pretty good news. I was getting a cooking job at a really fancy restaurant. I was going to be a chef. Only thing was, my new boss told me that my first customer would be the President of the United States. I got my new kitchen feeling nervous. I didn't know what to serve the president. I looked around and found a recipe card for meatballs. I read the recipe and got to work. First I put in some eggs, then flour, then some other ingredients that seemed a little odd to me. I learned in cooking school to follow a recipe, so I kept going. I began cooking the mixed ingredients. There would be just enough time for them to be ready when the president arrived for his meal. When they were done, I tasted the meatballs. Oh no, I yelled, something didn't taste right. The waiter came into the kitchen and told me that the president had arrived. There was no time to fix them or prepare anything new. What was I going to do? I felt like I was going to pass out. I did the only thing I could do, to place the meatballs on a plate and handed it to the waiter to serve to the president. I watched anxiously as I saw the president take his first bite. I was sure he was going to hate my meatballs and I would get fired from my new job. Instead, a big smile came across his face. It was unbelievable. He kept eating. I heard him talking to the waiter. The president said, "My compliments to the chef. Could I meet him?" I walked out to meet the president, and he said, "Thank you for the delicious meatballs. They are the best vegetarian meatballs I ever ate." I was very surprised and happy. The odd ingredients made perfect sense. I had never put meat in a recipe. I became a famous chef, and my specialty was surprise meatballs. The end.